All right, and we bike, yo. It's been a minute. It's been far too long. I got the homie Conspiracy University in the building. We gonna talk some shenanigans, y'all. Shenanigans, bro. Why are you looking all like non-threatening? Why are you? Hey, the other day, yo, stream, like, who is this non-threatening looking ass man?
I try to clean up sometimes. You know what I mean? I try to put the button up on sometimes.
Like, I was like, who is he trying to?
I didn't want to scare away my new subscribers. You know what I mean? I want to be a thug or something, man. You know?
Ah, shit. Like, who is this? Who is this young man? Nah, but what's been up with you since the last time?
It's been some shit, man. I don't know if you seen that last live stream I did, but I got hit with that, man. So I actually got court in a couple of days for that. So,
oh, shit.
Yeah, man. But I mean, I talked to my lawyer today and she said everything was good on the up and up, that they know they fucked up. So, well, hopefully, man.
So you feel good about it, though, right?
The case? Yeah. Okay, cool, real good about it. Yeah.
All right. Right on. Hey, real quick, I wanted to ask you, because I saw the on Fox. Now, take Fox with a grain of salt. The migrants are apparently armed with stabbing weapons, and they actually going at the National Guard. Or I go to you because you're down there between you and Nick. I really don't take anybody else serious. What is going on down there, bro?
Man, as far as that, I mean, I'm just gonna call straight propaganda on that one.
Okay,
because
okay.
I don't think they're not gonna start the militia and resistance before the people do over here. You know what I mean? It's not like they're not bayonets and knives and shit. Nah, they get in line real quick when they get caught and rounded up, man. They don't really.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't see that happening. I mean, it could be, right? There could have been one incident, somebody stabbed somebody or something, but I think the news is just fear mongering right now.
Okay. But the problems, I mean, has the problems, like, is it still a problem down there with the influx of?
Man, it's free for all. It's really? It's crazy. Yeah, it's crazy. I don't know. I did a stream from the area where I was at, you know, kind of showing it. But man, that place on Saturdays and Sundays, man, it's crazy, man. They've taken over that neighborhood completely. And it's not just Mexicans, right? It's all over Central America, you know, all different places. But man, they clicking up together. They starting these little crews. They got new gangs that are starting to pop up and you hear about. And I'm like, and they kind of with the shit, you know what I mean? I mean, normally you would think a bunch of little small Mexican people, right? They ain't really going to do, but man, they out there robbing people for their vehicles and all kinds of shit, man. It's getting crazy, man.
So is it an economic click up, or is this on some just?
Nah, it's I guess, you know, whenever they bring their own people over there, they get over here first, right? They make a little bit of money, then they send for the rest of the family.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, sometimes they bring friends, cousins and stuff like that, and they all just click up, man. Like if you're Honduran, you're from Honduras, they're going to click up. From Mexico, they're going to click up. You know, because they fight amongst each other. They don't really like each other.
Okay.
But for the most part, man, it's taken over, man. Like you see their businesses, their taco stands everywhere. Their new house is starting to be built up. Big, beautiful houses, right? Like beautiful houses, man. Like, okay. And I'm like, damn, you know, like they really, it's a big deal, man. It really is.
So they are economically doing.
Yeah. Okay. Oh yeah, man. They getting together and putting that money together and starting a business, and you know they all sleeping in the same apartment and saving up, which I mean it's smart to do that, but
yeah,
I mean it's a problem. And you know when I went live from that area, I was shown where they had tried to rob me. Like they came with a rifle and banging my window, and you know I was kind of high, right? So I was like, you know, I looked and I'm like, man, I froze up. I thought it was a toy gun or something. Like I don't know why I was thinking that, right? But nothing but Spanish, right? You know, I heard him screaming, get off the truck. Nothing but Spanish. And I'm like, man, that's crazy, dude. Like, never have I ever thought that would happen to me in that area right there. Like, that's all my people are in that area, like everywhere. So it's somebody who wasn't from there that just came over and trying to rob people, man.
Are they trying to push out the older residents? Or is this everybody's going to have to learn to live together around each other?
Man, you know, as far as like older residents that are immigrants, I don't see them no more, man. Like at all. Like I don't see them. Like those are the ones that, like, you know, when I used to go down south to the border and, like, you know, I used to help do a little work down there. whenever the older ones would come, those were the ones that were coming for the whole American dream story. You know, like, oh, we're going to go over here and work and save money and get our children. Like, they were trying to do it right. But it's, man, it's nothing but young hoodlums. It's like nothing but them, like, big time. Man, it's crazy, man. Greens Point used to be predominantly black area in Houston. That's not the case no more at all. It's not the case.
Okay. So now I ask you, where are the older residents going to? Where are the black residents going to? If push comes to shove, where would you go to?
Shit, I'm already gone.
Okay.
I don't took off from that area, right? Like, if I'm going to be staying in a little apartment somewhere, I might as well just go find me an apartment. So I came to find something like maybe 20 minutes away, which is, I mean, I don't know if you ever heard the Humble area.
I have, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, it's still, so the older residents are moving towards this way, right? Like, they're all coming this way.
Okay.
So those are the ones you see with nice houses now and their families. They send their children to college and stuff like that. And those are the ones that, you know, you can live amongst. They don't cause any problems, man. But these aren't the ones that are coming. It's the ones that want to street drag race and drink and drive all the time and do that crazy shit. You know, like, all the older ones, man, you know, like my wife's family, they would be considered like older immigrants. But shit, when her mom and dad came over here, they got their papers, like, you know, almost immediately. Mm-hmm. They did everything for the children. So, I mean, they get them a house, nice little house. They bought them a house, and you don't ever hear from them. You don't ever see these type of people no more, man. I mean, I'm surely they're still coming, right? They're still older people who are crossing the border, but
right. If
they do come, they're not a problem, right? They're not making any ruckus like these other ones are.
So basically you're going to have a flight situation of those that came first. So is it more so that the newer influxes want a piece of their own niche? They want to carve out their own little niche of themselves for themselves, or do you think they're going to try and follow, like, everyone starts off in the hood, and then once you get out of the hood, then you go to the nicer spots. Do you see that happening, or?
You know, it's crazy you say that, but because it sounds crazy for a group of people to come over here to Houston, right? Like, a big ass city, to think they're going to come get them a little piece of the, but nah, they're doing it. Like, they definitely done it in Greens Point, man. Like, they used to call Greens Point Guns Point, like, back in the day, right? Like, because and there's a bunch of apartment complexes around there, right? And it nothing predominantly black, always. It's always been like that. Uh-huh. And then when you drive through there now, man, it's, you see nothing but Spanish speaking people. Like, you still see black folk around there, but you know, it's not the same. It really ain't the same, man. They done came and took over a certain part of Houston.
So what about, let's say, Sugarloaf, Cypress, Missouri City?
Oh, Sugarland. You talking about Sugarland?
Yeah. What? Or sugar? Not sugar.
Sugarland. Yeah.
Sugarland. Yeah.
No. Sugarland. That's moving on up. And, you know,
okay.
They're not going to Sugarland.
Okay.
You know, if they do, it's on the outskirts, right? Like, when you start getting to like Bissonnette and Beechnut area, like Southwest.
Right. Gotcha.
Man, that's the hub right there, bro. Like, that's like it's one of the hubs. Okay. Like, Bissonnette, Beechnut, all that area, man, that shit, yeah. They all up there too, but it's just so many different people. They kind of blend in. Over there in Greens Point, that's the north side, right? So you don't really see, like, that's all you see. That's it. Nothing but them. Them people. I don't mean to say it like that, you know what I mean?
Well, okay. How much of it is South Americans versus Africans versus who else? You know what I'm saying? Like,
what's Middle Easterns?
Yeah. What numbers are you seeing? Or
man, it's El Salvador, Honduras, like Guatemala, Mexico. I have yet to see a Nigerian immigrant.
Okay.
I mean, I've seen them before, but like newly ones. You know what I mean?
Okay. I mean, that's funny because I'm glad you said that, because once again, the news, all they show is these African immigrants coming through, like, hey, it's them. It's not the Mexicans. I'm like, okay. So
that's bullshit, because down south right now in Mexico, man, they know the 2 days to come and cross, because for some reason the traffic is not as much and the border patrol are not patrolling as much. Right. Like, so there's 2 days in the week that people in Mexico were crossing, and man, I went out there maybe a month ago. Same shit. It's the same shit. Mostly Mexicans, if not El Salvador, Honduras, stuff like that, different places, right? But it's mostly the Mexicans, man. over here in Houston, right, where they're coming to in Houston. All their families already over here. So they, hey, come over here. We got a business already. You come work some construction, get paid cash. And but they don't, they're not even working like that, right? They out there selling dope on corners now. Like, got women out there walking the blade, like crazy shit like that, right? Like, and this wasn't even happening before. Like, you wasn't finding no prostitutes over here in Houston like that. I mean, they're out there, right? But not in the north side, bro. Like, north side is more calm, right? The south side is where all everything's happening at. Over here, man, it's taco stand everywhere, man. You will not, you, there's taco stands everywhere, like everywhere.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. It's crazy. And let me reiterate, let me know, people don't, I'm married to a Mexican woman, right? Like, she's from Mexico, born in Mexico. So, like, it sounds bad coming from me, right? But, man, that dude's, I'm not racist, right? I'm not, but I just call it like I see it, right? I mean, I just, oh, shit. Body turquoise yoga pose.
Oh, you know, it's a ballerina.
Hey, y'all block her. Kick her out. No, I'm playing. I'm joking.
How much worse do you think it'll get in a decade for now, 20 years from now? Or is that not even a concern you have? Because you don't plan on being nowhere around that shit anyway.
Yeah, I mean, I'm hoping within the next 2 years, I'm completely away from here, right? But you say 10 years, 20 years? In the current state, if it continues like this, how the border, like, it's a free for all, right? Like, they're not stopping them, right? Like, you can go down there, like, man, I got some videos I can send you of people who I got down there in Mexico, and like, they're literally telling each other, like, wait, he's gonna go that way, and we have a chance to go, and then they go and take off. There's a little hole under the fence that they can get through, or you know, sometimes they have like these little metal things that they throw on top of the wall and then like scale the wall type shit, right? Like, I think they're going to do as much as they can until November, right? They're going to come and fill it in as much as they can, and I guess to see what happens then. But who knows, right? Who knows what's going to happen as far as the... But 5 years, it won't be, man. Houston's already kind of a shithole, in my opinion. 5 years, it's not going to be any better. I don't think so, right?
Okay. When does it get better? So if you ought to say, okay, you know what? San Antonio shot to hell. Houston's next on the list. Is there ever a point where you're going to say, you know what, it might be time to leave Texas altogether because eventually it will, like a virus, it will spread? Or is that, you don't think like that?
Me personally, even before this immigration crisis going on, I've been wanting to just get out of Texas, right? Like,
really?
Personally. Yeah, I mean, only because it's more so with my family, right? It's more so with them. Like, I feel like maybe I need to separate myself from them completely.
Okay.
Because, you know, after 2020 happened, like, they when I get into the room, everyone shuts up, right? They're like, oh, shit. I'm like, damn, right? Like, everyone be quiet now, right? So that's just me personally, right? But there's parts of Houston, like, man, Sugarland's nice, man. Like, the Woodlands area is beautiful. If I could live out there, like, I'm definitely going to be right there for sure. Like, Woodlands, maybe Katy area.
Okay. But so it's either Woodlands, Katy or Bust.
Yeah, Sugarland, maybe Kingwood.
Okay.
But Humble right here, Humble used to be considered a nice area. So everyone that came from where I came from, they just come this way. They move up over here, buy houses over here, make businesses over here.
Okay. What state do you think is comparable to Texas if you were to leave?
Man, I was thinking like trying to go and find the most countryest place I can go to. You know what I mean? But I was thinking that, right? But I really wouldn't like... It wouldn't be California, right? Like, I definitely want to go.
Oh, God, no. But you know what? I think, to be honest with you, I think you would like Cali, though.
Yeah, no, man. I mean, I was born in San Diego.
Oh, well, shit, dude. It's like coming back home.
It's beautiful, man. Like, it really is beautiful. The whole beaches, everything is beautiful out there. But, you know, I just don't know. I don't know, man. I just don't tend to do well around, like, I don't know. I really can't explain it, right? But.
Is it a
Paisa I'm trying thing? I'm trying to get rich. Let me get rich and go live in a gated community somewhere. You know what I mean?
Right. If it weren't for the politics and the stupid cost of living in Cali, like, yeah, because now I'm looking at like bullshit. I mean,
yo,
my PG&E bill. Anywho,
the plan would be ideally, man, to make millions of dollars, right, and go somewhere and just have fuck you money, Nobody tells me nothing. I do whatever I want, and but it's not going as planned. You know what I mean? So, I mean,
so how do you see the politics political ideologies, or from what you can gather from the new influx? Is it too early to tell? But would you think
everybody that's coming, they're a Democrat. They're a Democrat, 100%, man, 100%. Ain't no immigrant coming and saying nothing about Trump or saying nothing about conservative or none of them, man. I mean, unless I haven't ran into one, right? But I'm in here out in the streets every day with them, working with them, right? Like all types of shit. So it'd be an anomaly to see an immigrant come over here and be like, oh yeah, I'm a conservative, right? Like, I mean, shit, it don't happen, man. Mm-hmm. You say Donald Trump's name, you're racist, 100%. That's it. Like, there's no type of this is my own family, my own people. Like, I used to wear a MAGA hat to the holiday events on purpose, right? Just to do it. And you know, I would get comments. Hey, we had a family picture set up one time, right? And I had a little MAGA hat in my, it wasn't the red one, the loud one, right? But it was gray hat. It had MAGA real small on it. And my sister's boyfriend is whispering to her, hey, what the hell's wrong with him in this hat, dude? I'm like, damn, man, like, they're brainwashed, man. They're
okay. Brainwashed. I'm glad you said that, because Selfmade asks a question. How's the traditional Hispanic versus the illegals? Are there any tensions?
Yeah, man. It's I guess I would be considered like a traditional Hispanic, right? Or like, okay, they call people like me Chicanos, but they do not like us, like, at all. They think we're lazy. They think we're like, they would look at us the same way they would look at Black people. They don't like us.
Okay, based off what though?
I mean, I think they feel like growing up in the United States, I'm not saying you got it made, right? But compared to their living conditions, I guess is somewhat why they see that part. But when I would go work with them, like construction, they know my Spanish. I mean, I can speak Spanish, right? I can understand, I can speak it, I know how, but they know that I'm not first language Spanish. Like, they can pick that up right away.
Okay.
As soon as it happens, they click up together and they don't fuck with me like that. They don't like me. Or like, I go wash clothes at the washateria and it's nothing but Mexican women in there. But
okay, are these paisas we talking about?
Yeah. Well, look, paisas would be all of them are considered paisas, right? No matter where they're from. If they're an immigrant and they're a male who speaks Spanish, right, they would be considered a paisa, right? Like, I don't know how it is in California, but here in Texas, in the prison gangs, there's a prison gang, the paisas, right?
Same here. They got their own little, but difference with, they're so small in numbers, they either run with Asians, and then, of course, Asians will run under the black car, but the paisas have their own little, it'd be like two or three or four of them, but they had their little clique. Yeah.
Yeah, man, they there's no need for them to run with anybody over here. Like, okay, the paisas are big, bro, like, they... But, you know, there's the paisas, the mexicles, like, these are all immigrant people who are prison gangs, but it still wouldn't be, like, Houston's, like, the largest Hispanic prison gang.
Yeah.
And they don't, there's no clicking up, there's no, they eat over there by themselves, like, there's no, nah, the same way, it's the same way like that. They don't like each other.
But is it fair to say that as the Hispanics as a whole, we'll still put aside differences to unite for whatever common cause there is. Is that fair to say or no?
I mean, if we're speaking about a prison, maybe just a prison riot, right?
Okay, outside of prison, would y'all link up with Ecuadorians and Salvadorians?
No. Uh-uh. At all. Not like that at all.
Okay, so some other groups said, hey, you know, to hell with all Hispanics, Hispanics on site. Y'all still wouldn't link up with...
Quite frankly, I'm not gonna link up with nobody, right? I mean, I'm not gonna that's just me though, right? But they don't fuck with Chicanos, right? Or they consider me like a Chicano, and then when they find out my mom's half black, it's over with. They're like, oh, you're like, they definitely don't fuck with me, right? So It doesn't, there's no type of, they just look down on us. Right. And I've asked people before, right? People that I've been cool with, and I'm like, why is that? He was like, well, we think y'all lazy and spoiled Americans, right? And I'm like, well, I mean, it's not my fault I was born in America, right? Like,
right. Like, yeah.
But that's pretty much what it is, man. They get, there's a stigma that they think we're lazy people who sag our pants or do all this crazy shit, who go out there and gangbang. And it's like, well, damn, look at the new generation of the ones that y'all raised, right? They ain't right. shit either. Wow. Yeah, the paisas don't they don't get, that's why they, I mean, if that were the case, that they got along with the Chicanos, you know, they would just be under the Chicanos wing.
Yeah.
But they're not, they do their own shit.
That's, because all the ones that was locked up with, they're all dope dealers. Like, they're fighting Fed cases, you know? So
yeah, man, yeah.
Like, some of the most,
a lot of them get pulled over for DUI type shit, right?
And, you know, like, little dude, like, yo, I got caught with 100 keys and all. What? You don't even. Man. Yeah, holy shit.
They come out here and move dope and start construction businesses, which, I mean, I'm not hating on that, right? I mean, because if I could do that shit, I mean, hey, I would too, but you ain't finna come over here and act like that, right? You know, you're not gonna act like that, where it's like, but now they starting to let their nuts hang now. Like, they okay. really are, like.
Okay.
It's crazy, man. It really is crazy.
Okay, dumb question. The construction business. How lucrative is it? Because I go to any new housing development center square, and it's 50 houses being put up, and I see 3 or 4 different just construction companies all working side by side. I'm like, well, how could this be lucrative if everybody has a construction company? Or is that, man, just some part of that, the money laundering? I mean,
It could be, right? Like, it could be a part of it. But in my experience, man, bro, it's that lucrative, man. Like, it really is. Like, it's, Houston's a big city. You know what I mean? So, I mean, I think that's why they target Houston, because it's so big. But when it comes to construction and work, man, it's very lucrative. It is. I don't see anything that's really more lucrative than that, honestly. I mean, other than dope, selling dope or something, right?
But really?
Man, it's money. It's big.
Okay, how much startup capital would you need for a construction company?
You can start up with that for like 30, 40 racks, man.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious. You get your, look.
We're going to, that conversation we had earlier, we're going to switch to,
yeah, I mean, that's easier, bro. That's ain't no red tape to crawl, right? There's nothing that's going to get in your way, right? Like, they come over here and do it illegally, like, and they make it. You just got to be able to print some flyers out, some business cards, and the workers ain't a problem, right? You pull up to a Home Depot, you see how that shit is.
I still work at Lowe's. I know. Yes, I know exactly how. Yes, yeah.
But see, now they're being bougie. Now they come and try to negotiate and tell you what you're gonna make, but pay them, and oh, we're not going nowhere for less than 200. And like, now it's ridiculous now, right? But man, it's lucrative, man. Like, there's so much work in Houston when it comes to construction. Like, it's crazy, right? I mean, not everyone wants to go out there and work outside for $10-$12 an hour.
Yeah, in the heat. Yeah,
But I mean, they'll do it. So I guess it's when you all living in one spot together and you're able to split rent. I mean, it's worth it, right? I mean, why not? But
are we talking new home development, or are we just talking shingles and some shit and tree removal?
They're giving government contracts to these illegal immigrants who are running companies. You know what I mean? Like, government contracts, man. Like, I got buddies who I know are illegal. And one of them's like almost a millionaire now. And I'm like, dude, you ain't got no fucking papers. Like, wow. He was like, man, I went to the website on the Small Business Administration, and they tell me where to show up, and they gave us all government contracts.
Are you whoever was gonna bid right the now? Cheapest.
Yeah, bro. And I seen him, and I'm like, damn, he got big old truck on big rims, big house, and he just had a wedding. And I'm like, damn, man, like, but he got government contracts and he still don't have his papers. It was a big contract that he got. It was big. It was real big.
Ain't no need for the papers now, because he's a government employee.
Yeah, yeah. What does he need to?
Yeah.
Or, I mean, maybe he might have, worst case scenario, he might have like got it in maybe his wife's name or someone else's name or something, right? But he's the head honcho. He gathers up all the people, takes them to work, different place, different cities now in Texas, and he makes big money, man. So you're not just construction. I mean, construction's under that umbrella is very, very big, right?
Right.
You know, painting, and you got sheetrock, you got tile, electrician, like, there's a lot of different things in that, but you know, not all of them know how to do everything.
Okay.
But you're always going to find one that, I mean, that's why there's so many different companies out there when you see these new homes being built, because one of them's going to come in there and lay the tile and stuff like that.
So you don't think that market is being oversaturated, or that industry is not being oversaturated with?
No, I don't think so. I mean, if that were the case, they wouldn't be continue building these damn houses in these communities, right? But it doesn't, because slowly but surely, man, you know, the weak end up falling off, and then it's not really. I don't see it being oversaturated at all. I mean, I could be wrong, but I can go out tomorrow, and if I want to go work laying bricks, I can go get a job somewhere, like, real quick. I mean, I'd be down if I'm work outside for $12, $13. Like, I'm just not gonna do it, right? Like, I wouldn't do that.
Okay. So, say you got 50 racks to here, start a construction company.
It's over with, bro.
Are you serious? It's just that easy.
Man, 50 racks, and I'm thinking less, because with 50 racks, I can go buy a brand new truck. I can get my, and see, they don't necessarily do the marketing and advertising correctly, right? Okay. So when they still make it and be successful without doing that, okay, that's when it's like, okay, this shit is lucrative, because they don't even have a website. Like, right? They don't have nothing like that. They're just using a cell phone, and whoever calls them, and they see, I didn't even do the damn work, and that's it. But 50 racks, I can get two trucks, two trailers, right? I can go get all the tools needed. And then start, man, that's 50 racks is more than enough, bro.
Like, bro, when you said the first thing was the truck, I was like, oh, God.
Yeah, man, you see, like, when you're driving down Houston, you see a pickup. You know, I mean, I'm not saying there's nothing wrong. People have older vehicles. It happens all the time. It's all right. But when you see an older pickup, like, looks like it's falling apart.
Yeah.
But it got people all in there ready to go work with their tools in the back, and they're going into these nice subdivisions and doing work. I'm like, shit, if these white folks ain't worrying about it and they're still hiring them, then obviously, I mean, there's something to it, man.
That is insane. Yeah,
and you see downtown Houston, all the new buildings being built, man, it's like 90% of Hispanic people, right, are Latino. They continue hiring them at these big construction companies that are like multi-million-dollar construction companies. So whatever their way is to get around it, they do it, because people are illegal working in these buildings, like 100%.
Okay, so the upside to it is the illegal, that way, no paperwork, pay them with cash per day or weekly, whatever. I mean, I get that as a business owner, if you're on some unscrupulous shit, I get it, the upside to it. But I'm just thinking permits, inspectors coming on site, inspectors and things. So how do they get around that?
I mean, if the job's done right,
there's no,
then there's really no, there's the no inspectors. No, inspect. they're going to inspect it. Okay, it's a good job here when it's passed. And then,
yeah.
So it's just a matter. I mean, don't get me wrong, man. A lot of them are skilled, right? Like, there's some of them that are really skilled that I sit back sometime and I'm like, damn, man, like, you know how to do, like, I mean, sheetrock sounds simple, right? But to be able to tape and float and do it correctly,
that shit ain't no easy, right? Hell no.
Nah, man. Or to cut these tiles, then, you know, those
the crazy type of tiles. Yeah.
It takes skill, right? So they do know what they're doing when it comes to that, right? But as long as you have the people that can do that, man, there's no really need to worry about permit. I mean, I guarantee 50% of the construction companies out here, they're not licensed and bonded. They can't be, right? Like, there's no way. So they're just getting a truck and somebody will throw them some work, or they got these little things out here, like once a month in downtown, where there's so much work that they have people come and just whoever bids the cheapest, give them the job.
Really?
They do it, yo. A lot of money in that, man. Like, a lot. It might take longer, right? Like the success might take a little bit longer than something of, like, you know, like what we were talking about, like,
yeah,
that scene, man, that, but that's like, that's talking about, like, making millions, like, you know, that'll make millions of dollars.
Okay.
Somehow,
so
some way, it'll make millions.
If we had to, so we had, okay, you pick one. So pawn shop, construction, your life is on the line. You know, there's only one way for you to make real money. Which one are you going with?
Man, personally, if everything's there, right? Like, if everything's, there's nothing to worry about, all the money's there, I would say pawn shop, right? Only because that's my expertise, right? Like, that's my field. But Well, I would do the pawn shop and then make some money and then open a construction company still. You know what I mean? Like I would do that shit too still.
Okay.
Because man, this money, man. And you know, I'm like the when it comes to like these people, I'm what you would consider like they would want me. Like I've had construction companies who these dudes run these companies who are strictly speaking Spanish, that they'll have me go out there just to go bid for them or to talk to the people for them, right?
Gotcha.
You know, I mean, I'm not saying all these white folks are racist, right? But they're not going to want to, they're not going to be as quick to hire somebody who comes over there, knows English speaking, can't communicate with them.
Right.
So like I used to get little gigs doing that, like just ride with me and just talk to them for me. And I mean, man, there's money in it. That's quick money. That's fast money, man.
Okay. Well, when you say fast money, I mean, turnaround wait. So it's, You got the startup money. You get the two trucks. So what are you basically? You going around town looking for guys to pick up for sites. So realistically, how long would it take for you to make a profit as a brand new baby construction company?
Man, bro, I did like 2019, 2018. I had some extra money, so I started a landscaping business. Man, I was making profit the same month, like within the same month.
Okay.
I mean, it just became too much because the person I had went into business with, right, well, it was my father-in-law. Well, I mean, I don't think he understood the plan as far as like, you know, I'm trying to tell him like, look, we might not be able to pay ourselves right now, right? Like, just help me go and bust ass real quick and we'll do everything by ourselves.
Yeah.
And then later on, we'll make some money.
Yeah.
And this was me going by myself. I was getting gigs in the Woodlands area, like Katy area, Spring, all the nice areas in Houston.
Right,
I was
right.
getting gigs out there, but it became so much work that I just, man, I said, I can't do this shit no more.
Okay.
I just can't. Man, there's money, man. Cause you can advertise as doing it all. Even if you don't know how, right? Like you can say you do electrician work, you do tile work, painting, everything. You can make pools. You can do landscaping. You can put everything on your business card. And if somebody hits you up, bro, we go find some people to do that, like easily. Like it's really just middleman in this shit, right? Like, oh, we get the job, okay? This is how much it's gonna be, and then we go get these people to do it.
That's crazy. I mean, cause no, I hear everybody talk about it, but only you break it down from like grassroots level. Like this is how it works on the underbelly of it. Like this is.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Like, I hate when motherfuckers kind of gloss over this shit and be like, yeah. Like, no, there's way more to it. So no, go ahead, man. Break it down for us.
Yeah. No, there's money. There's money to be made, man. Like I do things like that myself, bro. Like I post things online, certain areas here and there, right? Like if I'm working, I'm working, right? So, it's not like I'm desperate. I need this job to come for me. I'm working.
Yeah.
But I mean, I'm trying to hustle. I'm trying to make more, right? So I just post shit in Craigslist or wherever. Like, you need any type of work done, any mechanical work, or you need some painting done, you want to get your yard cut, I'll just post it. And every now and then I'll get hit up. And I can make some money to this shit. Okay. I know I can go into the trenches out there in Home Depot and talk to all these people and see who's going to come work and do it, right? Like, I can do all that.
Right.
So, man, there's money in there. It's quick money, and then once you get in with the construction little groups, sometimes they got so much work, man, that they just have to give the jobs over so they somebody. Don't lose it.
Gotcha.
Yeah, man, there's so much work, but it's not just Texas, right? Like the dude I got who's almost a millionaire now, he's my homie. Man, he be going to Maryland. He goes to like Tennessee. He goes all over.
Okay.
He gets big contracts though from like these really big companies.
So let me get this right. So the housing. The new housing developments, it was a contractual government contracts.
Yeah. That's going to come off a contract. And they've already built relationships with these developers, right? So
right.
They use the same people all the time, but then the deadlines start to come and they're not going to meet it. So then shit hits the fan. They need to go out in there and find people to come help. So they'll go and just look online. And the first one that pops up, they'll just start calling people. Can you do the job or what's your bid? And they'll just hire them. Like it's not even so much. Like, man, bro, 50 racks is enough to go and buy a piece of land somewhere, get these people to come build them duplexes on top of it, right? And then, mm-hmm. like, we ain't got to be a developer, right? We start renting out these duplexes or something or build a couple of nice, beautiful houses in some area and sell the house, right? Like,
mm-hmm.
it's like the the profit margin is so high because, not saying that you should pay people less, but I mean, you're only worth what you negotiate. So if you're going to take the less money, that's not my fault, right? That's not my problem. You agreed to take that. So
right.
If you're going to take less money, I mean, I'm going to pay you that. I mean, that's the only reason why there's so much money in it, man.
So do most Americans have it wrong when it comes to their outlook on the immigrants? Because everything you said to me is like, well, shit, yeah, if they can do all this for the cheap, for the low, let them in.
Yeah, I mean, if they want to, I mean, they're not taking a job from me, but I don't want that job. You know what
okay,
I mean?
Okay, when you hear people say that, how does that make you feel? Because I hear that shit and I'm like, you want to clean toilets? Or you want to yeah, wash? I mean, you want to do laundry?
I mean, like, you want a roof in the sun? I don't want to stand in the roof roofing in the sun. Like, I mean,
yo, when I see guys on them crazy ass 90 degree slopes on the roofs, I'd be like, man. Oh my God, pray for these guys. Because if one of them slips and fall, like, that's it.
That's it, man. They ain't no insurance. So like they probably don't have no insurance, no benefits or nothing like that. And then their families, that's it. But until I seen, well, I don't know, man, I seen a video. I think you played it about it was a police officer who couldn't speak English for shit, right? It was all chopped up. And I'm like, that's different right there. That's crazy right there. I don't know if I believe that, right? Because I'm like, damn. But I'm not going to, I don't see who they're taking work from, right? Like, I'm trying to, if, like, I do CNC work now. So, like, the goal would be to go work at Halliburton, right? Or one of these big ass companies.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's no immigrants that's going to go take my spot. If anything, when I get into a company, the illegal immigrants there are threatened by me and they start to dislike me and treat me differently. But like, damn, he speaks Spanish too. Oh, damn, he could talk English real well. And then, you know, I'm like, well, shit. And then they don't like me right now, away, almost immediately.
Now, is that the same in reverse? Like, okay, so you don't want to compete. So you don't want to learn English. Don't want to learn to do the little things that can get you further ahead. That's the same argument to some Americans here. Like, so you don't want to learn Spanish. You don't want to learn a second language to help you get ahead, to kind of, you know, so that kind of the same argument on both sides. Like,
well, I mean, the difference here is we're here, right? Like, I mean, we're in America. We've been speaking English since the beginning of fucking United States of America, right? Since it started, probably. So it's crazy to think that you have to learn a second language to go out and order some food somewhere. That to me is crazy, right? But it would help. Yeah, yes, technically it would help if you can speak the language. You might be able to put on your application and maybe you might get overlooked. I mean, maybe you might not get overlooked versus someone else who doesn't, who's not bilingual. But if you've been here 20 years illegally in a company and you're still making the same amount of money and I get hired on and they start me out more than you, you can't be upset with me or mad at me. You don't want to learn. You've been here 20 fucking years. Like, learn English.
Right.
That's crazy, right? Like, I mean, it's not that hard. Certain things like that, not that hard. But I don't think it's the same, man, because, I mean, we're here. We're not in Mexico trying to start a life over there, right? We're over here. So they're trying to make people out here change their way of living, their language, right? Like, oh, you need to speak the language. Well, since when? Why? Like, I don't get that, right? I don't understand it.
You know, it's funny because on my way home, I seen a billboard, McDonald's billboard, complete in total Spanish. I was like, wow.
Taking over, man.
And I'm like, I can read it. I'm like, okay, chicken nugget.
Yeah, well, we know you bilingual, bro.
I'm semi-bilingual.
Yeah.
But it kind of threw me off that the entire ad was in Spanish. Normally, it would have the English words either underneath or somewhere on the side of it. But it was completely in Spanish. I was like, wow.
Man, you know, it's crazy you say that, McDonald's, because the other day I had stopped at McDonald's, right? And I'm inside and some white dude walks in and there was this new dude that was training, right? And his English was chopped up, man, like chopped up. He couldn't speak it. He's talking to the dude, right? And he couldn't get, like, they're trying to discuss the money part. And the older white man. Man, he went to talking shit like, and I was like, man, in a way, bro, like, I feel him, right? Like, I feel you, like, but then again, I'm like, you're just an asshole, right? Like, that was just a little, like, the dude's cheeks got all red and, like, he put his hands down and head down. I'm like, I just felt bad for him because, like, he's trying to work at McDonald's, right? Like, but a lot of people feel like that. Like, what, man, I'm trying to come over here and spend my money at your place of business. Why would you hire somebody that doesn't speak English? doesn't make sense. Like, why do that?
Yeah.
Because you're going to pay them less money. I mean, you're doing, it can't just be you're a good person. Let me hire immigrants, right? Like, why else would they do it? Especially McDonald's, where you got to communicate with people all day. You got to talk
all
to customers
day, every day.
Yeah. But that just makes no sense.
But do you think that that would help speed up the learning process? You throw them in the fire and be like, okay, sink or swim, kid. You going to learn his language or not?
Most of the time, like in that particular situation that I was talking about, he obviously had some family that was working there or something, right? Some ladies, because they came out to come talk and help him. But I don't think they're ever getting thrown in the fire, man, because somebody they know works there. And, oh, can you get me in? Yeah, I can get you in. So, you know, don't worry about that part. You'll learn a little bit. But it's just crazy that you would hire someone to work drive through who doesn't speak English.
That's counterintuitive. I'm like,
yeah, man.
Dykes.
That's crazy. Like, you don't see that shit at Chick-fil-A, right? I mean, Chick-fil-A.
They don't play that
I feel
shit.
Good when I get to Chick-fil-A. Nobody talk to me this nice in a while. Shit.
Well, let me ask you, how, I guess maybe this is part of the propaganda, but you don't wake up with this shit on your mind every day, do you? Like, as far
I mean, it's not like when I was back in the other area, but I would say Saturday and Sunday, I woke up with the shit on my mind, right? Like, because I already knew I'm about to go out there into some shit right now. Like, I'm not going to be able to drive to the store normally. I'm not going to be able to take my children to the park normally.
Okay.
On Saturdays and Sundays. Yeah, because they own a piece of property out there that's considered like the biggest outdoor flea market in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
And man, dude, it's all the illegal immigrants set up their boots there. And when I tell you that they park wherever they want to park, the side of the street, no, and fire zones everywhere, they've had to build intersections in the middle of this street in Houston because of how much people come on Saturday and Sundays. Like, they've had to put extra lights up and shit, like all kinds of things.
Okay, but wouldn't the city be like, okay, we let y'all come in, but you're gonna have to pay this tax of some sort. So no like illegal tax fee. Like, hey, I know you not got your paperwork, but I need that 50 about you. You know,
you would think that for Houston to be allowing this shit to happen in this part of Houston, that there's got to be some money involved for them, right? But if you're undocumented and you have a business that's making money, then you're not going to pay taxes. You're not going to pay no taxes.
Okay. I'm glad you said that, because I just heard somebody's conversation the other day about how illegals don't pay taxes. You are the perfect person to answer this question for me. Because I heard, well, yeah, they get a job, they pay taxes. And I'm sitting here like, no, I don't. Do they pay taxes when they come over here and get a job?
Well, I mean, if you're on payroll somewhere, I would assume you're going to
Here's what I know. When I used to work at the lumber yard, 95% of them were illegal.
Yeah.
And I knew the chick that worked in HR, and she said pretty much all of them had fake social security numbers. And once she did reject, because they were so bad, like, it was like so obvious, like, I can't hire you. I can't even afford, I can't fake this shit for you. So they're on payroll. Sure, they're paying the FICA and, you know, whatever the case may be. But are they really paying? Because it's not them.
Yeah, they're not paying the fair share, right? Like, and that's what people are upset about, are people that they get riled up about it. Like, you started a business out here. You made it. You're successful. Congratulations. That's good for you, right? But you didn't fucking get taxed every year, right? Like, I mean, I was paying $10,000, $11,000, $12,000, $13,000 a year in taxes. Like, I was having to borrow money to pay my taxes and shit when I was running my business.
Yeah.
And it's going to piss someone up, like me off, when I see a dude out here with this big ass truck and brand new house, and I start talking to him about his taxes and his thing. He, well, they don't pay that. They don't pay that shit. They don't pay that, like, at all. Like, they probably considered that sales tax that they're paying. Oh, we pay taxes. Like, nah, buddy. Like,
that's not.
We all put money into a pot every fucking year, right?
Like, yeah, I mean, yeah, yeah.
I mean, they say it stimulates the economy, right? But how it, you can only stimulate it so much if you continue just taking from it as well. It
Okay.
doesn't balance out. It doesn't balance. Like, your workers are illegal. You're paying them less. You're not paying taxes for each worker you have.
Right.
You don't have the proper insurance. So, I mean, if you can get away with it and do it, I guess, okay, do it, whatever. But man, it's now to the point where it's like, if you can't beat them, join them, I guess. Shit, I don't know. I mean, they starting to take over. It's a done deal, bro. For Greens Point to not be predominantly black, and that is great. If you were born and raised in Houston, and if someone hears me saying that, they would be like, okay, well, where at in Greens Point are you at? Cross the freeway by 45 and Audie Bender, and you can't tell me that they ain't took over that entire damn area completely, like 100%.
How long did it take for that to happen?
Man, this was like within the last 2 to 3 years, to where I was like, damn, like I can't send my wife to the store no more. She used to be able to go out, you know, go get her nails on her own or whatever, or go do this, whatever, just normal shit. But I cannot do that now in that area where I was just at. Like, I cannot do that now. Once the sun goes down, it's over with.
Okay, I want you to address this. I like what Roz said. Roz says they can collect Social Security by becoming a citizen. Why would they have, there's no incentive for them to do so.
Yeah, there's no plan for them to collect. Like, that's not in
Right.
their plans at all, right? Like,
Okay. Break it down. I mean, that's why you here, bro. Break it down.
they're gonna come, and the plan is they already have family here, right? They're already in construction working, so the plan is to make enough money and leave a business behind to your children so they can make money. And you know, a lot of them do become successful, but I have never heard an illegal immigrant say, "Man, I get to go get some Social Security when I get 65 or something," right? Like, that's not.
That's not even in the realm of possible.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, there might be some who do it, but you don't, man, you don't. I
You don't
have
come
yet
here
to ever.
to collect a social security
No.
check. Okay.
They're still working at 65. I mean, they're still out there doing construction at 65, right? Like, a lot of them work till they're old. But they're so good at, I want to, they're really good at saving money, and they're really good at, and they, if you live in an apartment with 10 people for 5 years, I can only imagine the type of money you can save up, dude. Like, there's nothing wrong with it, right? It's not illegal. Well, man, I think that is illegal. You can't have that many fucking people in a one
Now
bedroom
it's a
apartment.
fire has a fire occupancy. Yeah, so many. Yeah.
But that area in Greens Point, like, that's all you see. Now I gotta be locked in. You better stop. They don't do that. You cried at the gun range. You in the
To
gun
say
range?
you.
She
Shit.
shot the gun and started. I turned back. She's crying. I'm, what the fuck?
Did you have a shoot of 45, sir?
Well, I mean, if no, if it was a, it was a, no, it was a nine, right? It was a
Oh,
nine.
okay.
But I felt bad. I'm like, why are you crying? She's like, man, those things kill you. Yeah, they kill people. What the fuck? Like, I had to go rent like a little 22 from there. So they can. And then she thought she was all bad afterwards. She's like, record me, I'm a pop, pop, pop. God damn.
She's just trying to injure somebody. Like, she ain't trying to maim nobody for life and no shit like
Yeah, man,
that.
it get loud in there. You don't get loud inside the gun range. Like, people are shooting big ass guns next to us. So,
Is
but yeah, man,
crazy.
it's if there's a plan in there to come over here and receive any type of government benefits, then you know I haven't ran into or met someone like that. But
At least not long term. If
yeah,
I could say
there's
that.
not gonna, there's not. I mean, if you become a citizen, then eventually, if you can get it, then yeah, why not? You know, of course they're gonna get it, but that's not even an option to them, right? That's not
Right.
even an option, like, at all. Like, you can maybe get some food stamps or something, right? But there's no, it's like they're so scared to try because they think they're gonna get deported, right? Or they're gonna get, so a lot of them are still in fear because they don't know how easy they have it here yet. Like, yeah, y'all got it made right now. Like, you're not gonna get deported, right? They're gonna come put you up in the damn immigration building over here is nicer than 75% of the houses around here. Like, they're getting free plane tickets to travel places right now, right? And I'm like, this shit's crazy. Like, can I get a free flight to go fucking get a job somewhere or something? You know what I mean? Like, it's crazy, man. Maybe it does sound like a little envious, like I'm hating a little bit, right? But I mean,
I wouldn't call it hate. I mean, I think most people want to be on an even playing field. Everybody, I, you know, that's like, you know, hey, we're all competitors, but he's on steroids. Like, nah, that's not cool.
Yeah.
And give us all steroids, and then we'll see who's the best.
Yeah. Let all of us get a business loan like that, right?
Or
let
all of us do something. Yeah.
Then if we fuck it up, then we fuck it up. It's our fault. But
it's not cool, right?
Like, yeah, I get shit from the government, but I lie. You know what I mean? Like, I gotta lie about it, right? And if I get caught, I might get in trouble for this shit, right? Like, then I would have been better off being illegal and just trying to receive some shit or something. But, yeah, you gotta plan shit out. I gotta make fake. I gotta do all kinds of shit, right? But I'm like, I'm gonna get my fair share somehow. But goddamn, I mean, it really is crazy, man. I wouldn't say there's no such thing as me seeing people out here who are, oh, look at this nice couple who came out here with their children. They just want to work. Mm-hmm. And they're not doing that, dude. They're drag racing on the weekends with their fucking Mexico flags and shit on the back of their truck. And then the type of person I am, then I get angry because I'm like, damn, dude, like, what are you repping? You're so fucking prideful. And then why are you? Well, take that shit back over there, then, right? Like, what are you doing?
Uh-oh. Sound like Tariq Nasheed. Why did you flee? Don't do that.
That's what I'm saying. You're going to come over here and rep that shit. And I don't care if you're playing music loud or whatever, but they're just, after a certain time, it starts to irk me because I'm like, you really just like, you just prideful like that. And I'm like, what the fuck? You like, take that shit back over there, then. Go back over there and work.
Yeah.
Wow. I don't think I've ever had a job taken from me, right? From illegal immigrant. And there's probably been jobs that I've taken or I was looked at first for like a supervisor job for other ones, but that's completely their fault, right? That's 100% their fault. You've been here far too long to not be able to fluently speak English. There's no excuse to that, right? That's just lazy. Like, you don't want it. Like, you don't want it like that. So then you can't look at me like I came in here and took your job because I can speak both languages or something. But that's the only issue I run into when it comes to the work, right? Because I've never had a job taken from anybody. Illegal immigrant. I don't think I have, but.
So is it fair to say that once you get past a certain job classification, that's when the separation gets, you know, when you get, I guess, supervisory, upper management, that's when it's like, okay, now y'all ain't no threat because y'all can't speak the language.
Yeah. Like the positions I'm going for, right? Like, they're definitely not a threat, like, at all. And in the industry I'm in now, like, the dude who, like, basically showed me everything I know now, he was an illegal immigrant, right? But he's been doing this shit for, like, 40 years.
And he's ready to cash out.
Yeah, he just knows so much.
Okay.
Yeah, he knows everything there is to know about the machine. So they had to make him a supervisor, right? Like, they had no choice. Nobody else knew shit better than him. But, I mean, somebody who's been here for that long, I mean,
I wouldn't say, but he's the exception. I wouldn't say that's the standard, like, yeah.
Yeah, no, there's no... positions that I'm going to try to work for, right? Like, if I'm going to work for a company, I want to be a boss. I want to be a supervisor, something like that. So there's no competing with them for that, right? Like, there's not, but they do take work away from a lot of other people who may want to come and, like, maybe convicted felons, right? Who are trying to look for a job now. And they reform their life and they're doing better. They're not going to get looked at all, right? Like, they're just not. They're going to give the job to an illegal immigrant who could be a fucking convicted felon over there. He could have been raping women out there in Mexico or something, right? A murderer or something. You don't know that, but just take care of ours first, right? Just look out for our people first.
Okay, so is this an issue amongst those that have no real competitive skills? You're a non-skilled worker issue. They take your jobs. That has nothing to do with us. Because we're over here, skills, certifications, things of that nature.
Yeah. I mean... Okay, man, that's a good point because I didn't even think about that. Like, the people who are going to these damn schools, trade schools, to get certified for, I mean, maybe they could speak on it better if they are having jobs taken from them. But the jobs that matter, like, you still see all the same white dudes who are the foremen at these big ass companies. And
when you say the construction companies, all I see is old white dudes that run it.
That running, you know,
the employees.
They run it.
Yeah.
They're not stupid, though. They're going to go get the damn cheap labor, though, right? I mean, if they're going to be here, why not, right? Like, who wants to pay more for labor? I mean, then of course not. And then they do the same job, or if not better, then that's different, right? But the only thing they might be watering down is maybe the type of money you can go and bid on a job or something, right? Because maybe, but they're bidding high-ass. They're getting paid, man. They're making big money, like big money. I see in the neighborhood I grew up in, it's the like man, it's the hood, like it's the slums. And I go and drive down that street now, and you just see two-story houses being popped up all down the block. And it's all family. It's all Mexican or immigrants who came, made money, and they're gonna build a two-story house in the hood. So I'm like,
Okay.
damn, man, you know, that's a
Help me dispel this notion that the people that are coming over are dirt poor. 'Cause that does not seem, listen, you just
You
don't
ain't dirt.
walk.
If you dirt poor, you ain't coming over here. I mean, that's
Okay.
just not gonna
That's the
happen,
fr
right? Like,
right. And then when they do get their feet on the ground, the first thing they go get is that big ass dually. The
yeah, hell yeah.
F2.
The trailer and everything, and boxed in trailer, all kinds of shit. You're not if nobody just coming over here with a shirt on their back, right? Like that's just stupid. Like you're gonna come, oh, we're gonna come do the American. No, you got someone over here. You already had a couple grand to get over here.
Okay.
You got some money somewhere so you can go and live and stay and eat. But they get put work to right away, and they're allowed to live in a house with other people, and they look out for each other, right? That's what makes it so much better for them, because they look out for each other. But no, you're not coming over here. If I mean, dirt poor to us is, and to them is a little bit different though, right? Like they might look at me and think I'm balling, right? Well, I mean, I really ain't got shit, but to them, that seems like a lot. But man, they're not dirt poor coming over here, man. You know, I see how much them damn cowboy boots cost, and them hats and
Hey,
them
not
belt
them,
buckles.
the ostrich boots, bro. They get
Man.
my daddy bought a pair of ostrich. 1200. I was like, 1200?
God damn.
Yeah.
You can walk around with them. You can walk around with them
Hey, he
boots
wear
more
them
than
shits like once a year.
me. Damn. You know what I'm saying? Can't nobody just go out there and afford this type of shit, right? Like
Yeah,
you.
yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's, and a lot of them tap into the illegal drug market, because when they get to Houston, they see how crazy it is, man. So all they gotta do is make a phone call to Julio or Juan, right? Man, the next people that are coming over, give them a couple backpacks for me. They bring it over here and they get their shit. And then that's how it starts, right? Like a lot of shit starts like that for them. And I mean, and I'm not hating on that, right? I want my piece of the pie too. Shit,
And
what are
then
they
they end up
gonna
being Sicarios and shit, man.
do? Yeah, man. That's when they start forming their groups over here, and then
Yeah.
they all got money, right? And when you see them driving up and down Houston with the music banging and all the flashy shit, it's because they don't give a damn, right? Like they're gonna shoot you. Like you would think we gonna, oh, we probably could beat them up, but they're gonna shoot you at it. They're gonna pop you and run away, and they ain't gonna, if they don't get caught, you're never gonna get caught. And they don't know who you are. They don't know who they is. But yeah, there's no it could be very, very small amount of people who come over here dirt poor, like, oh, we just made it out of there. But it's not even that bad in Mexico for them to be like, we're gonna leave everything and just get over there, right? Like it's not even that bad.
Okay, can you speak to that? Because once again, that's where the propaganda comes in. Because I think the average American thinks Mexico is slums.
Man, Mexico, parts of Mexico better than Houston, bro. Like the restaurant facilities, the place, like it looks better than over here. And then there's not as much crime, right? Because out here, there's everybody out here, but there's no type of this narrative that they just need to escape from over there because they're just hanging people or they're doing this or that. The cartels are murdering everybody. You know, it's not like this. The media is making it sound like the dream over here to them, right? So then they want to get over here, and yeah, you make more money, right? Like $10 an hour over here is really good money for them. $15 an hour is fucking, oh, they done made it. If they're making 20, they're rich, right? Like, and you know, $20 an hour is, it's okay, but that's not gonna take care of me and my children and my wife and all of
No.
us, right? Like, I need more than that.
No.
But they'll come over here and take the jobs like that, and man, it's not that bad over there. It's not. I mean, why people still vacation over there
I
every
mean,
single
yeah,
year?
the dentistry people go over there to get their teeth worked on and stuff. I'm just
Yeah,
like,
you get your BBL out there, all type of shit, right? Like you could do it all, man. You can get you some prescription drugs. I mean, it's not that bad, right? It's only bad if you go out there, you're trying to stunt or you're trying to act bad, right? Like, yeah, you're gonna get checked real quick. Like they're gonna definitely protect their assets out there, right? Like,
as they
it's
should.
not that bad. Yeah,
Yeah.
the cartels are making businesses out there and putting all kinds of resorts and shit like that. You know, they want people. It's not like that, man. It's just the money difference. That's all it is, right? It's just the money. They get more opportunity over here, right? I think you can't just go to school normally like we would out here, public school that gets paid for and shit, right? Like you got to pay to go to school out there type things, or they just see it as over here is the dream that they can make it out here. So they want to come, but it's not like it was when Fidel Castro and people were like trying to get their ass out of there to come over here, right? It's nothing like that. It's not that bad, man. It's really not.
But why aren't we taking a page from their book as far as how they pull their resources together?
Man, that's the problem, right? That's the thing where it's like, why don't we do that shit, right? Why are we not doing that, right? But
Could that be part of the optics why they view us as lazy?
Yeah, they probably view us like because we're selfish or think that we don't care about family or one another, right? But that's not the case, right? There's a lot of people out there. I'm like that. I wish I got two other siblings. From the moment we got into the workforce, if we had started putting our money together for a few years, we'd be working for ourselves, right? Like not answering to nobody. So maybe it's an American thing or something, right? Maybe it's like, nah, I don't want to do shit with you, or I don't want to see you do better, or I don't know what it may be, but like my family, my siblings, my mother, like that was our tribe, right? Like who the fuck else are we supposed to do it with if not with each other?
I respect it, but that's not how once we all got our chances to get out the house, we did. Yeah. Like we never thought about, yeah, hey, family, let's come together and do something. Fuck, I don't want
to
work.
Yeah, man. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Everyone trying to leave the house at 18, right? Goodness. Like, but I see it now. I would not ever tell my babies. I would hope they wouldn't want to leave at 18, right? Like,
yeah,
I like having them around. I mean, yeah, it's, but if they want to go out and be on their own, I get it. But there's always going to be a home for my babies to come back.
You're right. We all wanted to leave. But our parents always said, hey, if you need to come back and reset and try it, you can always, the door is always open. But which was cool, but it came with some stipulations behind that shit.
Wait a minute. You're going to hear that shit every day. Yeah, every day you're going to hear some shit. They're going to shoot slugs at you, talking about why the trash took us, some kind of shit, right? Like, where you buy, why you buying beer? Yeah. You got money for beer, huh? Shit, yeah. Something stupid, right? But I would never, like, man, I couldn't wait to get out the house either, right? But
yeah,
I was raised by a single mom, and when I look back on it now, I just feel bad. Like, right? Okay. I just feel bad for how she had to live life and for the way that she sees life and the way she sees things. I'm like, damn, man, like they really got to my mom. Like, whoever it is that's running the show, right? These people really got to my, like, the older generation got fucked over, like, pretty bad.
Yeah.
Like, y'all sit there and, like, when the news comes on, and I'm like, damn, man, like,
well, y'all, you know, really think about it. Shit. They were the first generation that kind of grew up in front of the TV.
Yeah.
You know, the radio, silent generation was radio, boomers was like the TV. And that's pretty much, that's all their information came from. So when I tell motherfuckers like Gen X is the best, because we the first ones to tell y'all, hey, this ain't what it is. So, and everybody before us, all they had was TV and radio. There was no room to question.
You can't take that much credit, though, because y'all kind of responsible for Gen Z in a way, too. You know what I'm saying? Y'all kind of fucked us over with that one.
No. We can't help what happened after.
you ain't get grab no little dudes and try to be a big brother to them and school them. Or like, damn,
we did,
man,
our,
like,
part.
Yeah, but, there was no...
Yeah, I would tell Mini Me, yo, you can always stay with dad, and I wouldn't charge you no rent, and I wouldn't make you pay bills, you know, because how else are you going to save money? I mean, I get it, trying to teach her to be responsible and whatever, but how's she going to save money if I'm taking her little check?
Yeah, that's messed up, right? Unless a family needs it, right? But ideally, if you have a home and your child can live in it until they're 22, 23, 25 and save their money, you're setting them up for success better than any college could, like, hands down.
It's funny because I know some Indians in their 30s, grown as shit, still live with their parents. And they're in their 30s.
They got nice whips, huh?
And they're in tech. They drive Lexuses and ain't no shame with that. Like, yeah, I'm going home to my mother. Yeah, like, okay.
I hear you say you live with your mom. You don't want, nobody wants to tell people that shit, right? Like, oh, that's a bad thing, right? But man, I wish I had a home to go to like that.
Let one of us say we going home. You live with who? Live with my mom.
Man, what? Yeah, look at you, like, you ain't shit. I wish my mom had a home to fit me and my children, what? And my wife. Can I come live for free for a little? Man, you, I'll be right there.
It's crazy, right? The dissonance. You wouldn't ever question an Indian man's worth as a man if he. That's crazy.
Yeah, man, the stigmas do a lot of shit, but now the older generation, they got screwed over, man. Like my mom really did get all the older mothers, right? Like, hold that L, Gen X. Yeah, I mean,
man,
Gen
we ain't
X
never ain't no
here.
L's to hold.
I mean,
damn, number W's.
We just being real, right? Like, be real. A lot of Gen X don't like to wash dishes either. So you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I mean,
hey, let that. Hey, that nigga wash dishes. Don't let him fool you, man.
He wash dishes. He don't like motherfucker. You know? I don't even believe he's married at this point,
that's
right? I don't believe it, bro.
We know. We know our kind.
How the hell you gonna sit here and talk about this shit every day like that? You was not married, bro. I don't believe it. Oh, you just say it to you. Just he just saying it to make people think that shit. Yeah, like, oh, he's a real man. He got a wife. You know the fuck?
We know our own.
Yeah, you telling me when your wife was pregnant with y'all children and them ankles was swollen, you didn't wash them damn dishes? You lying. He lying. There ain't no wife. There's no wife.
These guys, man.
Yo.
This topic, I don't think will ever slow down to I think it's always going to be a hot button issue moving forward. What is your advice to not be affected by the influx moving forward? Is it the fight and climb the social ladder to get the space, you know, to get further away? Because that sounds like you run away from the problems, because eventually, you know, a few of them may make it through.
Yeah, probably gonna come find you, right? But I would say that just don't go to an area that's like that, because I mean Houston's a big city, right? It's a really big city, and there's a lot of places out here that. But when it, like, man, they're starting to move to these nicer areas and stuff too. But I mean, I would just say, don't, there's really nothing, no advice. They're coming. They're not stopping. They're still coming. Like right now, they're crossing that damn border right now as we speak, by the 20s, by the 30s, like over and over. But I mean, maybe Messiah is coming or something, right? Maybe someone's coming to come help. I don't know, man. There's really nothing I could say, but make enough money to get away and just be away from everybody, right? But man, oh look, I have one of my cousins is married to this girl, and his girl's brother is a representative or a state rep over here, right?
Okay.
And he's of course 100% fucking Democrat, 100%, which I don't understand still. Yeah, he grew up in the hood, but I'm like, you made it into politics. You know, I figured you'd get to the other side of the veil already and see this shit, right? But
really? Okay.
But there's a video going around right now, a viral, and y'all might have seen it, but he's arguing with the white dude, right? And he's telling them, y'all are supposed to be my boys, like, because they stopped something with immigration or they did something, right? And he's arguing with him. And I'm looking, I'm like, you dumbass, like, you're not illegal. None of your family's illegal. Like, what are you talking about your community? Like, it's all an act, bro. Like, it's an act. Like, that's going to get them the Latino vote, I guess, right? Like, I'm here to help my community and help them. But none of your people are illegal immigrants. All your people are here legally. Like, what? Like, I don't know if y'all seen it, but if he's arguing with another white dude in front of him and, like, there's a lady behind him who's, like, agreeing over there, like, co-signing his shit.
Okay.
And videotaping him, and, like, he's all passionate. He was like, man, y'all really hurt me. And I'm like, man, this dude's full of shit, bro. Like, full of shit. But man, yeah, he's a state rep. He's a state rep. I don't know how high that is up the totem pole, but
the only thing I could come to is him growing up because of Democratic funded, operated programs, subsidies, maybe some food stamps here and there. So I could see how that's the only reason I could see someone, you know. If the programs helped you, then I expect you to kind of lean towards that side of the fence.
He living with the white folks now, though, right? I mean, he living in a nice area. He's not, but growing up, we were all, like, the whole area I lived in was all programmed to be Democrat, right? Like, that's what you're going to be. If you're not, you're a disgrace to the neighborhood type shit.
Yeah,
but, like, it's crazy, man, but I would think that if you went to college, okay, he's a lawyer too, right? Like when he took the bar and all that. And I went back and forth with him on some shit before over and over. And I'm just like, dude, just let me, I just can't, right? Like you got the degree. I'm a dumbass to you. So whatever, right? Like, I don't know what I'm talking about, but I think like, man, does he fucking know? He knows. He's got to know.
Okay, can you know what's funny?
Be oblivious to this shit?
Funny story, because I can relate, because my youngest brother, he graduated from Harvard Law, and I don't even have family talks with him anymore, because he does the whole, in his LinkedIn profile, he does the he, him.
Oh, shit.
Right? He has a lady friend. He refers to her as his partner. Not girlfriend, not lady, not fiance, none. Like, they call each other partner. And I was like, you know what?
Nah. Damn, bro.
Yeah,
y'all
raised
by the same pops.
Yeah. What? Yes.
That's great, man. That's crazy, dude.
He's 10 years younger than me. But once again, that's damn near a whole generation of indoctrination. Where I was past. I was already out of, like, I see it for what it was.
Well, yeah, Gen X for not schooling him. Kind of
him and my dad go at it, but I'm just like, I'm good.
He doesn't know. Or you think he knows and he just doesn't.
You know, when we talk about attorneys and attorneys versus attorneys, barristers, esquires, you know, we had these conversations. No. I would not have this conversation with him.
He defends it?
I mean he's an attorney. Why would I waste my time saying, well, you're not a lawyer, you're an attorney, and there's a difference, and there's an esquire, and there's a barrister.
Practicing,
Why would I waste my time?
People are gonna look at you like, oh, you were wrong. He's the attorney.
Yeah, yeah. That Harvard shit. Nobody questions him. Like, nobody is like, oh, he graduated from Harvard. Y'all shut the fuck up. He talking.
Yeah,
shut up. Like, y'all got it.
You can do your surgery and everything. God,
yeah,
damn,
I'm good. I'm good. It used to bother me. Crazy, bro. It used, but now I'm just like, to the point, I don't give a fuck.
The programming just gets us in, right?
Yes, it is real. Like, it is. Like, oh my God. He sent me a book to read. And I was halfway through it. Then he was talking about Bell Hooks. I was like, oh God, Bell Hooks. He's like, yeah, I hear lots of bad things about her. I'm like, I can't talk with you, bro.
Man, so like, when it comes to doctors and shit, right? Like, I be thinking, like, man, they know. Like, they have to know, right?
The old ones know. These younger ones, they do as they're told.
Yeah. And it seems like they get rewarded more.
Yeah.
Or, you know, it's crazy, man. It's crazy. I used to think all pharmacists know. Like, she knows the history of pharmacy, right? Like, judges, DAs. I'm like, all y'all motherfuckers know what's going on,
you
right?
You would think,
man. But I'm like, damn, maybe some of them are just blind and dumb, right? Like,
well, I'll take Ronnie number two, for instance. She grew up Catholic. She's been a nurse 40 fucking years, and she just, the last 5-6 years, just now getting away from that Catholicism shit. Now she's starting to see the medical industry as an industry, because she still wants to help every fucking body. And I'm like, stop, put, you can't save everybody. But she's built like that. But she's slowly starting to, the more that the politics bite her in the ass, now she's like, you're right. I'm like, yeah, I'm right. It just took you a little bit longer to see.
I mean, yeah, it sucks whenever there's good people who want to genuinely help people, you know, but It really is crazy, man. Like,
yes,
y'all don't fuck. They're not for us. Like, they're not for us at all.
And when you see
more medicine, you know,
and when you see them, right, and you see them, like, this whole time y'all been lying to me. Oh, it's like,
yeah,
sorry.
Like, the fuck. When it hit me, it hits you. Like, now I've been watching sports for all this fucking time, and I'm like, y'all sons of bitches been fucking. I went through depression, all type of shit. I'm like, I'm not going to keep on right now. I know I'm not going to continue. Like, oh, I look at them all differently. And, you know, I was talking to my wife the other day, and it's crazy, bro. Cause like, I was so into sports that it was like, it wasn't nothing. Nobody could tell me. Like, I had the headphones in my ears all day listening to, watching all the games. And I remember going through the emotions of being pissed off and breaking shit. And
yeah,
you know, and then like, I used to ride for like, man, like I used to argue with people with LeBron James. I'm like, man, I don't want to hear that shit about Jordan, this and that. Like, stop it already, right? The stats and the matter. And had I continued watching this shit, whatever LeBron James would have been pushing politically, I would have went with it. And I'm like, they almost got me.
So when, like, did it change for you?
Man, 2019. right before Kobe's death.
Okay.
Like right before Kobe's death, I'm starting to look at shit. I'm like, man, shit don't be adding up, right? Like I had already been doing research about like the whole pharmacia and the hospital industry, like the whole doctor stuff, right? But with the sports, I'm like, man, they're not. No, there's no fucking way. I'm like, no, it's not. And no, it is, bro. No, it fucking is, right? Like 100% it is, bro. Like now it's like, how do you not see?
Not it? Exactly. Yes,
but man, the programming is fucking strong, man. It's strong, man.
That's why I don't judge nobody that still believes what they're told. Like, yo, you're right. I don't even want to argue with you. You're right.
Yeah, I get it. You can't. I mean, I can't judge them, right? Because they look at us and think we're dumb or fucking crazy, right? Like on drugs or something. But like, I'll see my mom when I go over there, and she has the news turned up so fucking loud. And then she's on her phone scrolling at the same time, TikTok or something. I'm like, man, like she's a zombie right now. Like, you know, fucking like it's crazy, man. It's crazy how the news channel, like it's like a spell. It's a spell, bro. It's some type of spell where they just got them hooked.
I think people really have underestimated the impact Fox News has had on in the last 10 years. Like, I think Fox News out of any single media corporation has just had a motherfuckers in a chokehold like no other. And yeah, I'm man. Just like,
and I guess it's just a coincidence that Fox comes out to 666 numerically, right? I mean, shit. It's just a coincidence. It's crazy, man. It makes no sense. It makes no sense. But I see it too with Fox. Yeah, they Fox News will have people out here fist fighting each other. If you watch a different news channel, right, and you have a different opinion, people will fight and argue over this shit.
I mean, like, I go to my dad's. He's got Cavuto, the business news on, like, and he's just like, look at this shit here. I just like, this is the man that told me to question everything. Like, he gave me the ISIS papers and all these ill-ass books when I was a kid to read. Like, he gave me all this. I'm like, he's getting upset over this damn Trump shit. I'm like, oh, my God. Oh my God.
I would say, like, you got a brother like that, and your pops raised you and him. That's just crazy, man. They don't even.
I just think when you have kids spaced out generationally, you're going to lose. I expect to lose at least one of them to the Matrix. You know?
Man, yeah. I mean, well, shit. Or look, I mean, this is where it may be too much, right? Like, man, I mean, okay, dude, you're crazy as fuck. But, man, It'd be so strange shit that be happening sometimes. I'm in fucking Truman Show.
Yeah.
Like, these people ain't my family around me. Like, who the fuck is this? Like,
yeah.
I mean, that's far, right? That's just far fetched. But man, it's I don't understand it, man. I'm gonna have a niece who's coming out the closet pretty soon. I can see it already. Little cousins, like, I can already see it, right? I can see it. And I just feel bad because I'm like, damn, man, like, why are you allowing them to still, like, you can stop this shit right now. Like, you can stop it. Like, I don't know, man, but that's why I just worry about my babies and just.
That's it.
Like, my oldest boy is going to be fucking crazy.
Out of three kids, I look at it like, okay, 30% success rate. One going to do good. One going to be average. And I'm going to lose one to whatever bullshit.
Man. I'm just saying. I mean, damn, man. I mean.
It's sad to say, but that's how I look at it. Like, okay, it's all laws and averages, man. Because, you know, three winners in this day and age, like, I'm going to lose one, at least one.
Well, that's subjective, right? What winning? What do you mean as winning?
Well,
right?
I would, winning to me would be one that would kind of mirror my train of thought, my reasoning. Like, you know, how I would approach things and stuff like that. To me, that's winning. You know, we're all, to a certain extent, still programming, you know.
Yeah, I'm still programming for shit, right? Like, I still catch myself and I'm like, it's impossible, right? Like, it's at every corner, everywhere you turn, right? There's something you can't, but I don't understand. Like, okay, I got three babies now and I can't see losing one of them to something, right? Like, if I don't expose them or let them be in the public school system, or if I just, like, my 9-year-old son, man, like, I don't like that word woke type shit, right? But like,
oh,
man,
God, I hate that word. I hate that word. Yeah.
But like, if there's something to put it on that word, like, man, he'd be like, he start talking to me about shit. I'm like, damn, no, how are you talking about the glass dome type stuff? I'm like, where are you? Where are you? What are you? Like, he'd be questioning things and asking me questions. And I'm like, if all three of my children aren't like that, then I feel like I'm probably failed, man. But
think about all the stress we grew up on. I like what Club Fortune said. I remember that Y2K shit, man. Y2K
man,
had a stress
out. That shit, yeah. Man, I remember, and I was younger. I was younger for Y2K, right? But I was scared. I'm like, we finna lose everything, man. Like, she's finna hit the fan, and I didn't even understand it. I didn't know what it was. That's crazy, bro. Yeah.
We gonna lose everything.
We were popping fireworks. I remember, like, oh yes, my mom came outside to come hug me, which is something like that me and her don't do, and that's why I thought it was weird. And she's crying, and I'm like, was that Y2K shit. And that was a big deal, man. I'm like, that's crazy, man. Nothing happened. None of this happened yet, right? Like, no apocalypse, no zombie. None of this happened yet,
oh,
right?
Oh,
like,
my goodness. Yeah.
It's just you got to play the game and get the money, man, and get on. You got to get on for yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, once again, my generation, we've seen enough of the agendas play out. Like, we were there when it first started. So I remember where I was when 9/11 happened. I remember Tulsa, the bombing. I remember all that shit from the 80s. Reagan getting shot. Like, and all those seeds that were planted. Now it's just like, God damn. These weeds are tall as hell. Like, we've seen it. And it's like, what do you do?
Well, 9/11, though, I mean, when that happened, I don't think nobody, like, immediately, right? Like, I mean, I'm sure there was a few, but that took a while for me to really, because it's such a big deal, and it's like, nah, there's no fucking way that there's no way.
Yeah.
Those sons of bitches did it, right? Like, it happened the way they say it happened, and then, like, our people are behind it, and it's like, man, if they'll do that, how is anybody still rocking with any damn side, like, if they all planned that and did that to our people, I joined the service, bro, because I sat there and watched people jump out that building.
Right.
I was like in seventh grade, eighth grade, right? And I was like, damn, this is fucked up. Like, I'm going to go fight for this.
Y'all was ready to whoop somebody's ass.
Yeah, man. They chain-laid me, dog. Like, they got me, man. Like, I got bamboozled every which way, man. I'm just like, for the older generation, that's when it's like, damn, like, you come around and talk. I try to talk to my people about 9/11.
Exactly.
Like, at all. Yeah, they think I'm already, they think I need to be admitted.
That's funny, because I remember watching it when that couple jumped out holding hands together.
Man, dude.
I was like, God damn. Like.
Man, yeah. that's crazy, bro. Just to think about, you're going to sit in here or jump. And like, man, that shit was crazy, man. They didn't hesitate to do that to us. And people are still just like, yeah, that's here. Ain't no resist, right? No, that's the only war I'm signing up for is the war that we're going to go and get this shit back, right? Like, that's the only one I'm.
I remember the space shuttle explosion in fifth grade. We watched that shit on TV. So, I mean, damn. We pretty much grew up with trauma and stress and just.
Damn, did you hear the recording of the dude before? Have you heard that?
No.
They caught it. They just snippet of the dude that before the main one of the main astronauts, right? He had already known. He had been bringing up shit about something that was wrong on the shuttle, and he was making complaints about it. So like when it took off, then he already knew that they were, man. There's like a little clip in her where he's like, "You son of a bitch, y'all!" They cussing somebody out, and I'm like, "Damn, dude!" Like, but no. I mean, the fucking government's gonna come help and repair everything and fix everything and save us all, right? I mean. We just got to pick better, apparently. We got to pick a better person or something.
See? Yeah, man. Like, so I can imagine what our parents went through. Kennedy assassination, Bay of Pigs, Cuban Missile Crisis, Vietnam. So they had their own whole shit of traumas, like, and they didn't even know what to, you know.
And they're all gonna go believing it still.
Yeah, every generation, they got a whole bunch of traumas just set waiting to just push the button for them. So ain't no getting out. You know, the only thing you can really do is just be aware and just kind of catch yourself when you're going over the edge. And that's pretty much it, you know?
You know, but you would think that your family would just listen, right? People just listen to you, right? Just listen. Just hear me out. Just listen. Like, I'm not bragging or I'm not trying to sound like a genius, right? But, like, I'm, like, the smartest person in my family. Like, intellectually, when it comes to book smart, street smart, all around, like I'm the smartest one in my family. And they would all come to me for shit. They would ask me questions, or they would, I used to help when I was a teenager, I used to help my sister with her homework from college and stuff, right? Like I used to help her. And it's like, damn, the other day she's had a damn Kamala Harris sticker on her laptop. And I was like, what the fuck? Like what? Like, I'm not judging them, but I'm just like, what? Like we grew up in the same house. Like it's crazy. Like she tells my niece, her daughter, oh, she wants to be president one day. I'm like, stop that. Please just stop that shit. Like, yeah, you okay? It's cool. You teach them to be whatever they want to, but she's not gonna be the president, bro. Like, it's not gonna happen, right? Right. We're not part of the bloodline. I mean, it's just not gonna happen. But I guess you just fill their head with the shit.
I just had to leave people where they're at and just, you know, meet them where they're at and just leave it at that. So I think the art of listening has also taken a downslope as well. So
social media got everyone in the chokehold too.
Hey, bad. Yes.
Yeah. Should have had you depressed looking at shit.
Wasn't the Cobra Clutch?
Yeah, man. It's everyone faking it. Everyone putting their sports in their top 10 on their Facebook or Instagram, right? And you may have you thinking like, damn, I ain't got shit. Like, damn, they live in vacations and doing all this and that. And it's all a front, man. It's all. I guess YouTube's considered social media, right? But I mean,
yeah.
I don't have a Twitter, a Facebook, or anything like that. I made an Instagram just to go help argue with people from the Shade Room for you that one time, right? I don't even know. I'm going to make one talk. We'll talk shit.
Fucking talk. I ain't scared nobody up in that bitch.
Man, that shit get crazy, man. They will click on your ass so quick.
Hell yeah. Damn.
Yeah, I can't do it, man.
Yeah, hey. Oh, let me ask. What do you think about Diddy, man?
Man, bro. I was saving this for a video, right? But I'm still gonna do it because I don't know. I mean, most of my subscribers are your subscribers on me. Most of them, right? Most of my people are your people. But I mean, I got a couple of new subscribers recently, right? So I was like, man, I got this video, man, bro. I'm still gonna do the video, but I'm gonna tell them here. I'm gonna tell y'all here.
Okay.
I was driving home the other day from work, right? And you know, I like to engage in the little medicinal, right? So, you know, I'm smoking on the way home and I listen to R&B or R&B. So I'm listening to Usher, right? Trading Places. I know it's a good song, right? A damn good song. I'm the up loud and I'm listening to it and the shit hit me. I'm like, damn, this song was for Diddy. The song was for Diddy. There's too much shit in the song, bro, to not make you think that, right? Like,
let me get the research. Let me go ahead and continue.
You can put lyrics up. I could recite the lyrics for you. You know, but you pull them up. But the one part where he tells him he's waking him up to a couple of Folgers, pancakes and eggs, breakfast in bed. Had he said Frosted Flakes, that shit would have gave it away right there, right? But who else was he fighting with Diddy, talking about breakfast with Diddy, right? Okay. Then he says, you're going to take me shopping, blow 30 on me, better yet, make it 60. Who else is talking about taking men shopping all the time, right? That's Diddy's thing.
Couple of Folgers, pancakes and eggs. Oh, your breakfast didn't be. Oh no.
Okay, and then he says, I know he's making the song technically. Okay, we're trading places. So okay, I'm always on the tonight. I'm on top. I'm always on the top. Tonight I'm on the bottom. Right? You know that's. I didn't see that shit.
Oh
right?
No, bro.
I'm like, damn. Maybe I'm onto something. This may be dedicated to Diddy or something, right?
But, get on top tonight. I'm on the bottom because we trading places. Bro. No.
And then in the end, he's singing about your shirt. I mean, I'm gonna walk the dog, take out the trash from nothing but your t-shirt on. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, you're trading places. Okay, that's gonna be the argument, right? You talk to the average person. Oh, he's singing to the girl. They're trading places. But who in the fuck? You're gonna walk the dog with his t-shirt on. And then he says,
take out the trash from nothing but your t-shirt on.
Yeah.
Oh,
and I'm gonna press your shirt and wrinkle mine up, bro. I'm like, this fucking song was for Diddy, bro.
Oh,
this is too much shit in it to be like.
Oh my god.
So and I'm like, damn, man. And then I'm not promoting the use of marijuana. I'm just saying because I was, you know, I was small, and I'm like, I'm listening to the song. I'm jamming. I'm in the car singing by myself and shit. That's my. I like that song, but it just hit me like a ton of bricks. I'm like, damn. Had he said Frosted Flakes, it'd have been over with, right? Some referencing Frosted Flakes, it'd have been over with. Like, you know, we know they wrestled in the bed or in the morning for fucking Frosted Flakes with each other and stuff. But my old man Club Fortune Icon, that's a jam, bro. That should be jamming.
It's a good song. It's a good song, but just like one of Frank Ocean's songs is like, it's a good song, but I know that you
sing it to a guy,
so I can't enjoy it. Bro, I've had you on for an hour and a half. I know it's late over there.
We'll be at 11:15. Yeah.
Last words for the people. Where can everybody find you and all your shenanigans?
Oh man, you know, I'm trying to pivot as well, bro. You know what I'm saying? But I might do something different here or there. But now, Conspiracy University. That's the name of the channel. That's where y'all can find me at. Most of the people in here in the chat, they already y'all see me in y'all chat every day here. But yeah, man, that's about it.
Yeah, that's what's up. Hey, my bad,
bro. But the Usher thing.
Huh?
No, y'all go and look at the Usher thing, right? Whoever, I can't see. Yeah,
it's second and third verses.
But
man,
I know who your chat is, right? And I know they be jamming Usher. Y'all just go listen.
Listen,
to this shit,
still listen to R. Kelly.
Oh yeah,
what we gonna
do?
Jam
the shit out of R. Kelly, man. What?
Happy people.
Man, I'm listening to R. Kelly, bro. You ain't no other music to put on if you about to do some shit like.
Well, you know what? I don't care for his love songs. I like his upbeat, happier songs.
Oh, so, now you got me there. Now I'm talking about that. I'm talking about when a woman's fed up.
That's a classic. That's a classic.
You remind me of my Jeep, man. He got some jams, bro.
Yeah, y'all. Ain't nobody listening to nasty R. Kelly. I like older R. Kelly when he was like, "I'm gonna put this shit away."
Yeah.
Y'all like 12 play R. Kelly. My man, Conspiracy University. Y'all go sub to his channel, please, and thank you, bro. Yeah, my bad. I should have had you back on. So we're going to make this a thing. So thank you for breaking down the economics of the migrants. Because from, like I said, no one's really broke it down from like ground level. Unless I hear you and Nick talk about it. Everybody else kind of like glosses over from the top. And I'm just like, I want the underbelly of it. So.
Yeah, everybody recites what they hear on the fucking news, bro.
Yeah.
They recite it out here, and it's like, come on now.
Yeah. All right, brethren, let me get you on, get up out of here, get some rest,
bro. All right, man, you be safe, man.
Hey, for sure.
All right.
That's the homie, Conspiracy University. I only rock with A1 day ones. I got to get Nick back up here for 101 real soon, but he be working mad hours and, you know, be car wrecks and dead bodies and shit. That's what Nick be knee deep in car wrecks and dead bodies. God. I'm not making light of this shit, but Nick really do be knee deep in car wrecks and dead bodies. He better man than me, cause I'd have cracked a long time ago. Nick is a better man. I'd have cracked a long time. I'm like, yeah, that's it. That's my last dead body. I'm out. And that's it. I'm out. I'd have been quit. Nick better than me. Yeah, I got a dead body limit. I'm cool. Every time I think about Nick, hey, what are you saying, Boys in the Hood? Hey, y'all want to see a dead body? Hey, what y'all doing over there? He ain't bothering you. What you bothering him for? They went to go see that dead body. Hey, what y'all doing over there? What y'all bothering him for? Sir, he's dead. Thank y'all for coming through. I'm gonna get out of here. Y'all have a good night. Peace.